Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood.
It's become a trademark.
I need to really kill that rooster. What's going on, everybody?
Never die.
It's going to die.
Well, you know what? We're happy because we found out last week that we have more listeners than we thought.
We do. I thought we had one.
Eddie thought we had one. It turns out we're in the thousands. We're in the thousands.
Something like that. Yeah. Yes. People actually listen. So that makes me happy.
So the love is spreading.
It's spreading.
You know, chlamydia. It's so awesome because you actually all made Eddie an optimist.
For like 3 seconds. And then the world came crashing down.
And in
down
celebration,
again.
Eddie and I both texted each other and said, wear the camouflage shorts. Yeah. Wear the camouflage shorts.
We have camouflage shorts on both of us. We look like a crappy tag team.
You mean a wrestling team?
Well, that's what a tag team would be, a wrestling team.
There might be kids listening.
There's not.
Jeepers creepers. How was your week, Eddie?
Good. I was in New York.
Oh, yeah. How did that go? The Gotham film.
The Gotham thing. It was fun.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Live TV is nerve-wracking, but fun.
So tell me how it went down.
Well, I spent about 12 hours in New York. I actually flew out. I landed in New York on Thursday at like 10 a.m.
Wow.
Did the show at 10 o'clock at night.
Ooh.
And then flew out at 6 a.m.
Oh, my God.
So it was a brutal 48 hours.
Did you get any sleep? No, not at all.
Well, on the way back, I had the middle row, and it was completely empty.
Oh, I saw your picture on Facebook.
I Instagrammed it.
But I still can't sleep like that.
When you're up for 3 days, you can sleep like that.
You know, the best way that I sleep on a plane is if there's nobody sitting next to me, I lean my chair back, and I lean on the chair.
That's nice. But, yeah, if you've been up for 3 days, you can...
You can sleep in a hurricane?
You can sleep anywhere. You can sleep anywhere.
So was it awesome?
The show was fun.
Yeah?
Had a good time?
How long did you perform for?
9 minutes.
Oh, not your like. Were they like...
Of glory.
You have 9 minutes.
You had like 9 minutes, but you had like a... It was 4 comics on the show, and I went first. So if I went over...
Did you choose that, or did they just went first?
They just...
Did you do the Han Solo bit?
I did do the Han Solo
bit. Nice!
I did do the Han Solo
bit.
I'll try to post it on my Facebook page or something. If you go long, you eating other people's time because they have to end the show at 11 o'clock off the air.
Yeah.
So you're like very conscious of not screwing up the other performers.
So they give you a light and everything and you have to.
They give you like a 2 minute and then a 1 minute and then wrap it up.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
So it was a little nerve wracking because like I timed out my act to be about 8.5 minutes, but you don't factor in laughter. So
how does a comic not factor in laughter?
When you're running the bits, you don't like, because some bits, sometimes you get like a 5 second laugh.
Yeah,
sometimes you get an applause break. It lasts 10 seconds, and you're like,
"That's a good thing, though."
You don't know.
You're like, so, "I was so good. I had an extra 30 seconds."
Well, I told them I had timed it out to about 8.5 minutes, and like, well, that might be a little long.
Really?
Because you know, over the course of 8.5 minutes, 30 seconds,
and you went in cocky
of laughter.
You're like, what are they?
It's like,
what?
No one's going to laugh. I can do 8.5 minutes. No one's laughing at this. Trust me.
That's awesome.
But I ended up cutting to one bit, so I had about 8 minutes, and then I ended up timing out right.
That's amazing. Who were the other comics that were on the show?
I don't know.
Does he perform around Los Angeles?
No, he's really good. He kills all the time. No, I'm in such a blur. It was such a haze. I don't really remember the comics' names.
You were so high.
Well, no, because I hadn't slept, which is much like
being high. Did you get a piece of pizza at least?
2 pieces of pizza.
Nice. Good work.
Breakfast and dinner.
Breakfast and dinner. I love New York pizza.
You went to St. Louis, didn't you?
I did. I went to St. Louis. I used some freaking flyer miles.
We are world travelers here.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. I saw Chuck Berry perform, who's 87 years old.
I didn't know he was still alive, to be honest.
I didn't know he was still alive until about 6 months ago.
I was shocked when I saw your Facebook, but I was like, he's still alive?
You know what's crazy?
Or did you go to see his tombstone?
It's so funny because, you know, I was like, B.B. King's like 85. He can still play. Chuck Berry.
He can still play guitar at 85? Like, there's no arthritis problems or
anything? I mean, he has problems like that, but but he can still play and he's still like together.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry was alert, like with how he was addressing the audience, but he played Johnny B. Goode 3 times, not knowing he played it 3 times.
No.
Then he was taking guitar solos and he was like a half step up or a half step under. So like it just sounded like he had no idea what he was doing and he wasn't playing in time too. So it was pretty bad. But
he played Johnny B. Goode 3 times.
3 times. Yeah.
And how long of a song? How long was the set?
In the middle of a song.
How long was the set?
He played for about an hour and 10 minutes, maybe 70 minutes total. It was like I was pretty shocked.
Wow.
Because I've seen other performers that are old. You know, Paul McCartney's 74. I've seen B.B. King, he's 85. But man, it was bad. But the coolest part was, so we were all waiting to meet Chuck Berry. And apparently, like, he gets off stage, gets in his car, and he's done. He's in bed by the time we're just getting to his dressing room, you know? So I met a couple musicians there. One was a kid named Tyler, and we ended up, like, just talking music, and we became good friends. And he was like, man, if you're only here one night, you want to go to a blues jam? I'm like, dude, I wanted to, like, try and sit in with Chuck Berry tonight, but when I started hearing him play, I'm like, this is not going to happen. And even the venue, they were like, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. Like, he's pretty old. And I was like, come on. He's 87. Like, he's not dead. But he was...
he's dead.
He's pretty much... but it was amazing to see him, you know?
Yeah.
It was so awesome. So I ended up playing... I ended up jamming at some blues clubs in St. Louis, which was amazing. And then I ended up going to a funk jam. And there was this old soul singer. He was probably in his 60s. And he told me he opened up for James Brown, like, back in the day. And he was telling me all these crazy stories. And it was just awesome. I was up till 6 in the morning the next day. It was amazing.
So when you're going to these jams, you're playing?
Yeah, I played one jam with this kid, Tyler, and a whole blues band. And then
are you guys all sitting around on stage? Or are you sitting around and you just walk up with your guitar?
No, like, you go into a bar, and I brought my guitar with me. I actually brought my guitar out of my car just to not leave it in the car because I didn't know how safe St. Louis was.
It's not.
Yeah, it's pretty not. So
I saw Vacation.
So I just like stood there, and then one of the blues musicians was like, "Hey, do you want to play?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And Tyler didn't have his guitar, so he borrowed somebody else's. So we ended up playing an Eric Clapton song, and then played. We just jammed out some more, and it was awesome. It was amazing, and I got to play with these old blues cats. So I learned a lot too. And they were like, "Man, why didn't you come early?" I'm like, "Because we were watching Chuck Berry." They're like, "Oh, how do you do?" You know, like, yeah. St. Louis knows, like, he's not where he used to be 10 years ago, you know? So, and then we went to this other bar with the soul singer, and he was like, man, you should come up. And I was like, this is your gig. Like, just have a good time. I want to just hear you play. And it was amazing. And the stage looked like an old porch. So it looked like you were just, like, in the Mississippi, just, like, sitting on somebody's porch, like, hearing this band play. It
looks
awesome.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yeah, it was kind of like, it was kind of, it kind of looked like House of Blues, but only a porch. It was actually cooler in some ways because it was just one little stage and it looked like a porch. And it was amazing. And I ended up staying there till about just one day and didn't get any sleep. Left at 7 the next day. And
I know that feeling.
It was rough. Like the next day I was just super beat. But yeah, man, I've been kind of all over. Last week was a good week.
We had good weeks.
We had good weeks. How's your week looking this week?
Oh, good. Remember that thing I shot about a month ago?
Which
one? Where I missed the show? Shooting again tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome. So, what's it for?
That some TV show on True TV.
That's right. I remember the True TV shooting. You excited?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a long day. So.
Is it improv or is it
It's
you
sketch.
Doing character?
Sketch okay. stuff. So it's written.
It's
so.
Sketch. That sounds sketch.
It's sketchy. It's sketchy sketch stuff. Sketchy.
You got to say sketch comedy.
Sketch comedy.
So people are like, dude, why would he do something that's so sketch? That's terrible.
Because he's a slimy person.
Jeez, slimy. That just sounds terrible.
This does.
I'm here for the gangbang.
How's your kid in kindergarten? You got to give me updates.
He's good. He's good. Kindergarten.
What's he learning right now? Is he doing ABCs? He's doing handwriting?
Actually, his preschool was so advanced that they were doing kindergarten curriculum in preschool. So he's kind of like just doing repeat stuff right now.
Dude, you're one of those parents. Like my
kid. I didn't plan on that.
Just put a cape on your kid and just call it a day.
I wish.
I'm just kidding. That's pretty awesome.
So he's just sort of, they actually do more stuff now in kindergarten than I don't remember. Like they're learning to read.
Okay.
And they're doing
That's big.
Basic math.
This is probably where he's excited to read, where he's like, oh my God.
No, he wants to read. He wants to read.
That's like the best part. You're like, oh my God, I get to read.
Yeah.
And then you get homework and you're like, oh shit.
He loves doing homework. He gets his homework.
Yeah, wait till he's like at least in middle school. Like right now, he's like, my dad's the smartest guy in the world.
He's so smart and strong and big and handsome.
You're going to be like, oh my God, What is the quadratic formula?
Oh, my dad's an idiot.
Jeez. Well, let's go to geography. I know he's good at that.
I kick ass at geography. Proven
what
that.
What was your best subject in like middle
history?
School? History was?
I was good at history.
Oh, like Attila the Hun and...
No, American history usually.
Oh, right. So like the Iroquois.
It was only like 200 years, so it wasn't that much.
For me, it was math. I love math. Well, I guess that's what
my musician. So, yeah, right?
But you know, I never knew that there was an association. But man, I play with numbers even still. Like it's.
I hate math.
Really?
Yeah. Can't stand it.
Like addition? You hate addition?
Hate everything about it. Numbers make me sick. Just looking at numbers.
I hated English. Did you ever have those teachers that were just so like passionate about what they did, but it was so beyond what you wanted to understand?
Yeah,
about?
But I wish I could go back to school because I have more of a thirst for knowledge now that I'm older than I did when I was a kid.
Do you think they should reverse the process?
I think you should wait a little while.
It should just be nonstop recess.
Because I would rather learn now. I have more of a thirst for knowledge now, like as far as reading and soaking things up, than I did back then.
See, I have less patience, even on websites. And if I'm reading, I'm like, okay, I'm bored. Let me skim through. Okay.
Not if someone was teaching me. If I was just given like, hey, read this book. But if someone's teaching me.
That's awesome. Well, that's good to hear. We love that you are thirsting.
Don't ring the doorbell. Don't ring the doorbell.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Don't ring the doorbell.
You know, it's become a thing now. Oh, it looks like our musical guest is here. Eddie, don't be pissed. I'm going to get a whole slew of sound bites for you. You saw my post. I was so excited about all of our listeners.
God damn it!
That's right. So we have in the studio tonight, Fernanda Alba and, go ahead and say your name.
Miguel Rebelletto.
I couldn't say that twice.
I can't. Don't even expect me.
Are you from Brazil as well?
No, I'm from Colombia.
Colombia. Colombia. So your neighbors. I know Fernanda's from Brazil as well.
Yes.
And she's a Rockstar 101 former
student. Another. That's like three now.
Yes. Three in a row.
Wow.
He didn't believe this class even existed. I'm like,
well,
because
he talked
you.
About it for like 5 months and no one ever came.
And he would ask so many other students, oh, were you in Rockstar 101?
No.
And it was after, you know.
Yeah.
I, you know.
So now he's had three on just to prove me wrong.
That's right. Mm. It was no coincidence.
But yeah, sorry we didn't get to talk before. We usually talk to people before the show, but we got here right before the show started. So we didn't get a chance
we
to
got here right
meet
before.
And greet.
That's all right. But it makes it, but this makes the interview more fun.
Yeah,
more spontaneous.
Now it's like speed dating.
Fernanda, tell us where you're from. Tell us how you got into music. Tell us your story.
I'm from Brazil. More specific, from Vinhedo, is a very small town.
Can you make Eddie pronounce that?
Vinhedo.
Vinhedo.
Then pretty good. Pretty
yeah,
good.
Right.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Vinhedo. From Brazil too.
Vinhedo. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't I look it?
And I don't know. I was just in high school and I loved to sing. You know, imitating those big singers. And this girl, she played guitar and we started jamming. And then we did like this high school band. And my stepfather, he ran this restaurant, so we started playing there. And I started getting very into it, and she was learning guitar well, like with professional classes. So I was like, Mom, I want to do voice lessons. And she's like, no, I'm not going to spend money on that.
How old are you?
I was 12.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And at this point, because I was not having professional help, I was learning piano and guitar by ear, by myself, just trying to guess and stuff. And I started getting into it, so I started the lessons, and I fell so much in love for theory. It was crazy.
Like, you fell in love with theory?
Yes.
All right, Eddie, just so
this
you
is
know,
what we talked about last week,
music
right?
Music theory is my least favorite subject.
That sounds like it would be everybody's least favorite
oh,
subject.
Oh, God, I don't like music theory. I like jazz theory, but I can't stand music theory.
Rhythms, specifically, because in Brazil, they focus a lot on the rhythms.
Yeah.
So I was totally into that. So I was very into like the voice lessons and the theory, and... Then I was like, I want to have also piano lessons. So I changed to a bigger school, private school, and did piano lessons and a little bit of guitar. So I was very into it. And by the time I was in the last year of high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do besides music. I tried to think of something else, but I couldn't. So I was like, Mom, I'm going to do music. So
she's like, oh, no.
Yeah. She was actually, in the beginning, she didn't want it. But after a while, she accepted and she was very, you know, willing to help, very supportive. So then we decided, okay, but the thing is that I'm...
She didn't slap you around?
No.
White cheese music.
As you know, I'm a rocker, so I didn't want to play samba or bossa nova. So,
which is odd because, you know, you come from the land of samba.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it also makes sense because usually when people come from a land of music... They don't want to do it. Like, exactly. I'm Indian, and I have no desire to do Indian music, Indian classical music, any Bollywood stuff, nah.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. So I understand.
You just got to get sick of it. I mean, I love Brazilian music still, but it's not for me. I don't see myself doing it. So I decided, well, where is the place to do some rock, to study rock? And then I discovered LA Music Academy. So that's where I came here. And then I graduated and I met Miguel, where we started the band Obsidian Silence. And it was very fun.
That's right. The band is called Obsidian Silence.
Obsidian Silence.
That's a crazy name.
That is crazy. What's where did it come from?
Miguel.
Well, yeah, well, it's crazy because it's it kind of represents a bit the style. We mix a lot of like really hard hard rock elements and also a lot of beautiful melodies and also a lot of progressive stuff. So it's kind of that beautiful with harsh element. And when you look at the Obsidian Stone, it's just kind of a volcanic rock.
Right.
And it has like a really beautiful shine to it, but it's pure black. And sometimes it has like these shines of blue and shines of red. And it's just a beautiful stone. So
it's a magical combination, would you say?
God damn it!
So you started the band?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we both started the band.
Okay. All right. And so how did you write songs? Did you write songs together?
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes one of us will bring a whole song. So one of us will bring a whole song into the rehearsal or something, and then we'll discuss about, oh, how can we make it better or something. Or sometimes we just jam it out and find it.
And then one of you goes, no, this is perfect the way it is.
Yeah, that's generally me.
Listen to me. That's just the way it is. Sometimes in rehearsals, they can get ugly. They can. I've been there. Just like a doghouse.
That's why I work alone.
Well, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Yeah. So how many people are in your band total?
We're in four because our bass players were like, every time we get a different one just for the gigs. We don't have like official one, but we have Jose Garcia, which is a Glama graduated already. Okay. Also.
Yeah, I know Jose.
Yeah,
he's
so
a good
Jose,
guy.
Jose, me, Miguel, and Aldo. Aldo is a guitar player that is there right now.
Aldo Gongora Vidal, and he's a great guitarist from Glama. He just graduated, actually.
And Jose is from Mexico, right?
He's from Pasadena, actually, or Eagle Rock.
Okay.
But his
family
is Mexican. He was born here.
So you have like a very Latino, Latina combination, right?
Yes,
yeah.
It's true.
Very Latin.
Latina.
But they're doing rock, but it's not Latin rock. Isn't that weird?
There's no, it doesn't sound influenced.
Why you know has friends?
Sorry, that was
an accident.
That makes
no sense. You're going to lose your soundbite privileges.
Eddie, it's just me. See, the studio audience just does not agree with you.
Yeah,
they
love
it.
They do.
They're here
all
for the
sound. All 300 listeners agree with me.
All right, well, let's get to one of your first songs. What are you going to play for us first?
Well, the first song we're going to play calls Calm Down. It's our first single. We just released an EP.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we released at Llama in the beginning of this month. And it was a huge party. We had a lot of fun. And the EP calls Obsidian Silence. They have 5 songs. And our single for this album is Calm Down, which is the song we're going to play right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is called Calm Down?
Calm Down.
Yes.
Calm,
calm
down,
down,
Eddie.
Settle down.
Calm down.
Calm
Obsidian
down.
Silence. They really want the crowd to be like, shh.
Everybody, shut up.
Starts following everyone. All we do is run away. Patience is one virtue of the human race, but no one
you, audience, loved it. Yeah. Looks, oh, there's another applause. Oh, Eddie. Man, that was good stuff.
Thank you.
So tell us some of your influences as a band.
Well, I think our influences is mainly from the Europe side. I like a lot. My favorite band is Nightwish, which is mixed like an opera voice with like heavy, like, you know, very heavy instrumental.
Okay.
Most of it, like, girls singing, like, Within Temptation and Delane, I like a lot. We like Dream Theater and Megadeth.
We mix a lot of stuff. We, like, really mix some bunch of really heavy stuff from Megadeth, Metallica, even a lot of elements of maybe even harder stuff. But we also like a lot of very melodic elements from bands. Of course, Dream Theater, Evanescence, and other popular stuff, so that we can make a mix that's really representative of
all
just
of the
that
forces.
Craziness of yeah. the sound, yeah.
That's the best part about being in a band, I think. It's like, it's going to extend past your musical influences
definitely,
as an
yeah.
individual. And then you pour it all into a pot, and then you see what comes out. So that's awesome. Those are all great bands. I like all of those bands.
Yes.
Eddie's a huge...
Megadeth
fan.
Yeah.
Love Megadeth.
I know you do. I know. See, I know. You like Metallica, too.
I was a headbang. I was a metalhead when I was a...
Do you still like awesome. Metallica? You were.
I don't like Metallica.
Really?
I like old Metallica.
Old Metallica.
Like Kill 'Em All Metallica.
And Justice for All.
Right?
Some Justice for All. That's when I started.
That's a good record.
That's when I started. Like when they started trying to go too mainstream with it and trying to get like let's get radio play. I'm like, no, I don't want to listen to Metallica anymore.
Yeah, we covered Megadeth in our last song on their last show. We covered Tornado of Souls.
Yeah,
it was very fun.
I played Bonnaroo and Metallica was the headliner the first year that I played and. I never thought I would ever be on the same bill as Metallica just because I don't play music like that, you know? And
well, they don't play music like that anymore.
That's
they
true.
Don't. They don't.
That's true. And
they're not Metallica.
It was definitely more of a corporate-looking show now.
Once they wanted to be a top 20, once they wanted to be a top 20 band
yeah.
in the early 90s, then I stopped listening to
Metallica. But Pearl Jam was still on that same bill, and they are just a kick-ass band.
They're just
so good. Yeah. They were so good. But Metallica, old Metallica, is nothing like old Metallica.
Mm.
So I love all that stuff. That's great. That's great. So are you playing around town? Tell us to where you're playing or where you've played. Like, what's going on in your live scene?
Well, we have a show now on October 8th in the Dragonfly.
Perfect.
In LA. Yes.
I just did a show at the Dragonfly.
Oh, really?
I love
it. I did summer school.
Wait,
you didn't tell me
you were doing that.
Well, I had it on my... I posted it on my Facebook.
Are you doing it again?
Hopefully we'll do it again. I don't know.
What? Dude. Eddie.
What?
I'm going to give you a big slap in the... I don't know.
It's
a teaser.
Doesn't work. Anyway, yeah, the Dragonfly.
Dragonfly is a great club.
Yes.
Interesting
club. Awesome, awesome club.
We're going to have a battle event there, so we're very excited. We have that show. Well, we just had the EP release. By the way, you guys can buy it. It's already available on iTunes and Spotify.
What's the name of the EP?
Obsidian Silence.
Oh,
it's self-titled.
Self-titled EP.
Yes, much like the Pearl Jam record with the avocado on it.
Mm.
Yes. What was that?
What was that?
I don't know, just my Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
That's a Tim the Tool.
You know. Just kidding. Whoever knows how long those are. So you're playing October 8th.
Yes.
Do you know what time you're playing?
We actually know because it's a battle of bands. So the intention is that all the fans come to watch all the bands. So they don't tell what time are you playing because they want people to get there. Everyone is
the
time.
Yeah, they just told us to get there around 6 or something like that.
Wow. Man, those are rough.
Yeah.
Those are fun, though. Those
yeah.
are totally fun.
And
so when did you release your record?
We released on September 6th.
Yeah, we did the show on LACM on September 6th over at the garage. They have a new building there with a new stage and everything. It looks awesome. And it was pretty cool. Pretty good turnout. And just a kick-ass show. We also we played with... There was a band that opened for us called Grand Theft Culture. They come from Sweden, and they just killed a kick-ass show playing some electronic rock and really cool stuff. And before that, we had played at the Borders in Hollywood.
Yeah, I've been there.
That was just another great show. So we've been moving a lot, and we're pretty glad that it's
moving. Yeah, we're very excited with the project. Actually.
That's good. That's what it fuels the fire.
Yeah.
Well, let's play something from your EP. Did you bring your EP?
No, but it's online right now.
All right, let's go online and let's play something from it.
If you go to our website, obsidiansilence.com,
okay.
There's it's all there, basically.
All right, so what song do you want us to play?
Why don't you play Lonely Inside?
Lonely inside. That's the story of Eddie's life.
I'm lonely on the outside, too.
I'm just kidding.
Why is it breaking because glass?
You're breaking to the outside. I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
No sense.
That made no sense.
How do you spell obsidian?
Jeez, Eddie. You know.
That's the problem I'm encountering right now.
O-B-S-I-D-I-A-N.
S-I-D-I-A-N. Oh, I did E-N.
Jeez.
Obsidian.
All right, here's obsidian silence.
Not yet.
Why not?
I'm still loading the webpage.
Well, I can do another drum roll. It's just a button away. You just let me know. You're going to play it. So I'm going to just do another drum roll. Here it comes, Obsidian Silence.
You're killing me.
Lonely inside.
We've lost all 300 listeners that we had.
Well, in any case, I just want you to know that we're already on Spotify and iTunes, so you can make sure to check out our music. If you go to our website, the first thing you see is
here?
Link to iTunes.
Go to music.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The first thing you'll see at our website is linked to buy our music on iTunes. And
because you guys are whores.
Well, of course.
What's the name of the song?
Lonely Inside.
Here it comes, here ladies and gentlemen. Pressure's on, Eddie. Jeez, that's three drum rolls. What? I'm not here working all this for nothing.
I have Spotify. What? The audio play is not working.
Well.
Oh, let's try again. Hold on.
That was an accident, but it was perfect.
I have Spotify. No?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Well.
Well, this is another machine.
Why don't you play something? Let's play something live.
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, he's got it right.
Oh, never mind. We're going to play it.
I don't know.
So hold on, just guys. Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you guys play something live, and then we'll fix this one.
For sure.
All right, what are you going to play for us live?
So, yeah, this other tune is pretty much one of the latest compositions that we did, and it's called, well, Obsidian Silence, actually, so it's pretty much encompasses the new direction that we took with the band. So before we had a little bit more of a, you know, classic element, and then I started playing around with and noodling around with really weird chord shapes and stuff with some weird stuff on the guitar, and I came up with this, so let's see if it works.
All right.
It's Obsidian Silence as well.
1, 2, 3.
Desires with no To censor me. It feels like my target dreams are getting closer to conquer.
Awesome, awesome. I totally was like into the dark. It was like brooding. I was like, I was feeling a little spooky. If you that was awesome.
Thank you.
So tell me, like your first. I got one quick question for you because you play guitar.
Yeah.
Were you in a special tuning? Were you drop D or what was the
it
what was
the
tuning?
It was. It's drop D, yeah.
Okay.
But it's also an open G minor.
Like, oh, wow.
So the first three strings are an open G minor.
Okay.
And then you drop the D. That way you get the basic triad of the tonality.
Right.
And then you get all the really heavy,
colors.
Chunky chords.
Yeah.
Also, and the thing is, they really have to do some really stretchy stuff with your hand. And
I saw that.
But it really works out, especially on the electric guitar, because it gives you all the colors that you can't usually reach with your usual barcodes and
right,
stuff.
Right.
And I just hate playing those because it really limits you.
Yes.
So, but
yes. No, I love. I change tunings all the time. That's why I asked.
That's awesome.
I knew it wasn't dad gab, but I knew it was drop D. I thought it was like an open D minor or an open. You said open G minor,
yeah.
But only the top three, right?
Yeah, only the top three.
I just had to ask a music geek question.
I have no idea what you guys
yeah.
are talking about.
No, because like, okay, usually guitars are tuned in. They're tuned in fourths, right?
Yeah.
They're tuned in fourths, except for one string intervals in thirds. So when you change the tuning
you
of the guitar,
lost me.
Well, basically standard tuning is like the way a guitar is normally tuned, E, A, D, G, B.
It's out of whack is what it is.
So it's out of whack. So it sounds like a different instrument, you know? So you can do
it
different
sounds
colors.
Sounds like a guitar.
Layman.
Like real super big layman.
Well, anyways.
I think it's interesting you guys don't.
You do, well, I'm terrible. Just saying. You said it was interesting.
Well, no. You would say it after I made my point, and then people go, Just saying interesting, people don't go, interesting. You're ruining the show. You've ruined it.
You find it interesting?
No, you guys are all from South America or Latin America, and
yeah.
like, there's no, you don't hear that at all
no.
in the music.
Well, that's probably because we had most
of the
same.
Do you consciously not do that, or is
well,
it you just not
that,
influenced by that type of music?
No, we are, definitely. I mean, the thing is that it's hard to bring out some of those elements in this style of music, because if you look at Brazilian music, it's very acoustic.
That's what, yeah.
So, and it's very, you know, it has certain kinds of chords that you can play and stuff, and certain kinds of waves of singing that don't really apply.
Right.
But at the same time, we are influenced, especially by Brazilian music, because there's this complexity about harmony in it. And there's this emphasis on making it bigger than just a simple three chord song, right?
Right.
And we're all about that, so there is definitely that element. That
okay.
We're
well, there's energy and it's exciting too, you know. But I
no, it's just funny. Very interesting.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's perfect.
But it's like, you know, it's kind of like you know, in Africa, like people love pop music,
yeah.
which is crazy because like I
and
love
like your
music.
Sounds nothing like Indian music.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's what we were just saying. Where were you for the first 15 minutes?
I was up in my head.
Yeah, you were taking a roller coaster ride in your imagination.
Now the guests hate you.
They all do. They're like, geez, seriously, this guy.
No, I just think it's just very unique. It's very interesting. That.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
What I like about as well that is Miguel study international.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, studied political sciences before.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You studied political science? You're like, fuck this. I'm going to be in a band.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's the life of a
yeah.
musician right there.
After 5 years of just studying political sciences and international law and international relations, that's it. Fuck this. I want to
yeah,
play guitar.
You're like, well, the world's fucked.
Your
so
parents
what's the point?
Your parents
exactly.
are probably like, we want you to study political science.
Well, you know the slap at the beginning? That's pretty much what they did before.
But the music opened heaven's gates for you.
Yeah.
No, music, you know what? It's like, there's nothing greater than music or creating art, doing something that you love.
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to ask you about your writing process.
Yes.
So, do you write the lyrics? Do you kind of write them together? Are you writing the melodies together? Are you writing the music first? How? Tell me about your creative process.
Normally, I write the music, the letter. The letter.
The
sorry.
Letter? You're writing a letter? Jeez.
Sorry.
Let's start over.
Normally, I write the lyrics. But the thing is, I think in Portuguese. So when I put in English, sometimes it doesn't make that much of a sense.
Right,
so
right.
I give to Miguel, and Miguel kind of corrects it, and it makes more sense.
I love it. You have one Latin guy going, no. One South American, like, no, no, it's not like that. It's like this.
So, yeah, so normally I write the chords and the melody first.
Okay.
And then the lyrics. I think there's only one case that I wrote the lyrics first, which was the ballad. But all the rest, I normally get the chords first and the melody, and then I start thinking of the lyrics, and I just pass. Okay, this is the lyrics correct, and then he yeah. is correct.
So I'm just like an autocorrect kind of person.
Yeah. You're like,
I'm a machine.
I'm the grammar machine.
Yeah.
I'm the typewriter. I'm the spell check.
It's good to know your role, I guess.
Well, that's funny. Well, that's for her songs, because for my songs, it always starts with a riff, of course, on right. being a guitarist and stuff. And then the process changes a bit. Like, there's this one song in REP called Phenomenon, and it's a song that I had made and arranged and everything like 4 years ago when I was studying political sciences. I guess I was frustrated and I got that influence to make the song, and I didn't have a melody. So one of the things that I said to Fernando was, okay, here's this song. It's ready made, but it needs a melody and it needs lyrics. So that was...
Well, that's not ready-made.
You know the song, actually, because it's the money song that I brought to your class.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Remember, it was very hard, because normally when I write my lyrics, it just comes up. I don't really think about it.
Right.
And he gave me this instrumental track, and he's like, create a melody and lyrics, and I want about one of those subjects. And it was like all about what he studied, and I don't know. Like, I know what I know, you know,
right.
I don't know as much as him, so I was actually, it was kind of challenging. And it pushed me hard to create something good this song, we're really going to send a message, and we're really going to talk about how the world is being fucked up with about money, that everyone's
yeah,
getting so addicted.
Up, yeah.
And that's what this song is about. And I think it went great. And I remember
yeah, it was badass.
Class, and you said that you like the...
You want, you can play that one instead.
Yeah.
What's that one go? It's
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Let's play Phenomenon. Play Here's Phenomenon.
Okay, here we go.
By Obsidian Silence. Let's see if we can get it right this time, maybe. Here it comes.
Didn't work.
Damn it.
If you want to connect it.
I don't know.
That means I have to sacrifice. What do you have to... hold on. Let me see.
There you go. Plug it into that.
Here it comes. Here it comes, y'all.
Phenomenon.
Here's Phenomenon.
Stop running, hold on.
Nicely done. Man.
Thank you.
The vocals, that was just... No, seriously, the vocals were amazing. The melody was awesome. The guitar work was incredible. Man, that solo, that was some Eddie Van Halen shit.
That was there.
It was right up your alley, huh?
Yeah, I liked it. That was
like,
good stuff.
I saw you. Like,
that's good stuff.
No, dude, I love when... Like, that's the best part of that music, is Shredder's, like, play. You know what I mean? I love players, you know what I mean? It's just, like, awesome. But it's cool because everything is showcased at a different time. Mm-hmm. Like, your vocals, you do the harmonies, do all this cool stuff, and then you're telling the story, and then all of a sudden, the guitar's doing some cool stuff, and then chords.
Yeah, it just has such an... The whole song had, like, such an epic sound to it.
Yeah. You know? It was, like anthemic.
It was like an Iron Maiden song,
dude. You
like
know, and vast. You know what? Some of the riffs that you had, like coming into the guitar solo, man, it totally reminded me. I don't know if you guys like Def Leppard, but it totally reminded me of that Def Leppard, like 80s rock, like some of the stuff you were doing. I was like, oh man, these,
it's almost like rock opera. It wasn't a rock song. It was like a rock opera.
You got Eddie excited.
No, it was
that's
good.
Rare.
Like that's like that's my style of music. That's what
cool.
I like.
You got his motorcycle.
So long.
I know.
They're so long. They're so long.
It's because it gives you time to tell a joke, make fun of me.
No one. So long.
So you're performing October 8th. Are you playing anywhere outside of Los Angeles?
We plan to make a tour in Brazil by the end of the year.
That's amazing. Yes. Nice. You're like, oh, we'll tour LA for a little bit, and then we'll do the Brazilian tour. What?
Yeah. Well, we're still figuring out everything, but that's our plan. If not at the end of this year, for sure, beginning of next year, but it's cool
because we realized that, well, now we're on Instagram, and it's funny because we have around like 2,700 fans over there, and most of them come from Brazil for
that's
some
amazing
reason. Yeah. It's not like we look for them, but every band that we follow, most of them end up being Brazilians.
Yes,
so
that's amazing.
It's insane.
So you're gonna be like David Hasselhoff with Germany, but with Brazil. I'm huge in Brazil. Nobody knows us in LA yet, but you know what, that'll all change because our thousands of listeners are like, these guys are pretty good.
Pretty
like
sweet.
It.
That's cool. Pretty sweet.
So where can we find you guys? What's your website, Facebook, Twitter,
cool.
Instagram?
So our website is obsidiansilence.com, and it's pretty simple.
Spell it out.
So,
because not everybody like Eddie
like
doesn't know how to... They don't know how to spell obsidian.
So it's...
Put a map out.
Obsidiansilence. So it's obsidiansilence.com. And then the Facebook is Obsidian Silence page, and Instagram is just instagram.com/obsidiansilence.
Can you connect all your things through your website?
Yeah, you can find all the links through the website.
So you just go to the website,
it'll
and it'll take you everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, it'll send you everywhere.
Cool.
That's awesome. Well, we look forward to having you guys back on the show.
Great.
Thank you guys
Thanks
so much
for
having
on
us.
Show.
This was, really
it was awesome.
Cool.
These guys are about to blow up soon. This is another.
I'm going
to
blow you up. I'm going to blow up your iPad. I'm going to destroy your iPad.
You know what? I've got a loaded gun, so
it doesn't make any
careful.
Sense.
Seriously.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming. Obsidian
so
Silence.
Much.
Thank you.
Nikhil.
Yes.
Eddie.
Yes.
Good night, Hollywood.